Kunsong is asking, how can we reconcile the teachings on Buddha nature with the Prasangika Madhyamaka system? Very different kind of question.
Ooh. Well, I mean, again, this is really, I'm not an expert. I heard our friend Woolston did a wonderful lecture. So that's kind of the donkey is coming in. So I don't know, Kama, you want to say something? Well, basically, you know, I've received here in Dordogne for many years the explanation from Kenshin Pema Shelap. And, you know, I'm a very bad student, but it's kind of clear that this ultimate truth, how can it be different from, you know, somehow fundamentally different from the Buddha nature, that phenomena are devoid of intrinsic existence? Maybe the luminous aspect is not emphasized as much as in the third turning, but there's for sure no contradiction. And in a way, even when you practice the great perfection, we said you have to lay the foundation with the view of the Madhyamika. And then from that, all the unfolding through pure vision, through devotion, through seeing the ultimate nature of mind, the luminous aspects comes in of the Vajrayana teachings. But in no way you sort of part of the understanding of the Madhyamika, of course. And also, when Nipan Moshe said the ultimate description of reality is the union of emptiness and appearance, I mean, this perfectly resumes my very limited understanding. But, you know, karma has been done extensive study also with Kenshin Pema Shelap, I think. So after the donkey, yes. Let's see the stallion.
Not at all. I'm the donkey here. But I think Matthew and I, we approach this topic from the same sort of angle anyway, because of our close connections to people like Kenshin Pema Shelap and many other Nyingma masters. I did study in the Gelug tradition as well and have some Kagyu masters. But I think on the whole, among most of the great scholars and practitioners of Tibet, there's really no tension between Buddha nature and Prasangika Madhyamika. In fact, Buddha nature is both luminous and empty. There is that union of emptiness and appearance, which doesn't go against the Prasangika Madhyamika tradition. There may have been Prasangika Madhyamika tradition scholars, masters of that tradition, who didn't accept an absolute Buddha nature. But I think on the whole, Prasangika Madhyamika tradition also accepts the luminosity of the mind, you know, when it comes to the nature of mind. And that luminosity is by nature also empty. So there's definitely no real tension, and particularly seeing it from the Nyingma perspective. And in fact, when you deal with Dzogchen, masters like Mipham would say that in order to master Dzogchen or Ati Yoga, you need to first master Prasangika Madhyamika. So they, in fact, are very closely linked instead of having any differences or tensions.
Yeah, and especially when Kenshin Pema Shelap taught extensively the Om Again commentary of Lama Mipham Rinpoche, and which was Woolston and translated as the ornament to the middle. I forgot exactly the title in English, the ornament to the middle way. So he really reconciled all the views of the practice, you know, being based on the mind-only school that sees everything as display of the mind and the pure aspect, and the empty aspect has been the Prasangika, and reuniting all those different trends as non-contradictory. So, you know, so anyway, I cannot express it very quickly. Who then has many other commentaries, you know, and teachings on the nature of mind. So this is nothing contradictory. And so that's why it's so important to see the Buddha teachings as non-contradictory and all leading to the same goal and having ultimately the same intention, which come back to what I mentioned at the beginning of the first pronouncement of the Buddha. I found it true that is profound, luminous, uncompounded, and beyond concept. And that all leads to that. through different steps. You know, Kazimushi used to say in the beginning, you cannot give solid food to a newborn baby. And then later, as we our understanding and realization grow, then we can accept bigger views and more profound views, and have also an experiential, direct experience of what it all that means.